Adrian, it was a real cliffhanger, and it took a lot of nerve and steel and courage to hold on against a great Dromore champion side to get your place in the final.
It is. It was tough from minute one. It was give or take. We did go maybe four, maybe went to 7-2 up in the first half, but they were always going to come back at us. We knew that we were prepared as best we could to go to 60, 62, 63 minutes, and that's what it turned out there today before we knew that we were in the final.
To get there is a very important step on the journey for Eirigal Kieran. Yourself and Mark have been building for a couple of seasons now, and a few heartbreaking moments along the way, but you're there now, and that's where the Eirigal Kieran people want to be.
It is, yes. We're delighted to get through tonight. Prior to playing the Moy, it was our only focus to try to win one game of football. When we did that, we prepared as best we could for Dungannon, and we were fortunate to get over that. And again here tonight in what probably was a titanic tussle, the conditions and all playing their part. And as I stand here now in the corridors in Omer, I'm just delighted. Mark is delighted, and our entire group in there, of getting to the final and getting through that battle tonight.
As we know, Eirigal Kieran have some of the most talented footballers in Tyrone, but conditions there were a great leveller, and it mitigated against maybe the type of football you want to play.
Well, we were prepared. I suppose when you're playing championship football at this time of the year, you're not going to be playing on hard ground, and you're not going to be playing in great weather. So that night was something that we prepared about. That night was something that we talked about, and it was similar to what we came through last Sunday. I don't see the weather as being a leveller as such. I knew that there were two good teams going to battle there tonight, and we're delighted that we're the team that come out on the right side of the result.
Adrian, obviously, as Francis said, there is a lot of chat about some of your star tactics, but it's obvious from my perspective a lot of work has gone on in your defence as well. The tactics can really crisp throughout your championship campaign, I think.
Yeah, we're happy with that, I suppose. What was the final score there? 10-9 or 11-10? It was low scoring. We had huge moments of play, especially in the second half, where maybe we had two, three blocks on different attacks from theirs, and they're as good as a score to us. We place the same emphasis on our defensive aspect of the game as we do our offensive, and together tonight, collectively, we just did enough to get over the line.
And it's like 2 weeks ahead, and it's hard to ignore the fact that it's the restoration of a rivalry with Tarrick Moore, who has played in six previous senior finals.
It is, but I suppose as I stand here now, and it was exactly the same in an earlier round, it's very hard to comment on that. It'll only be when you get home, when you dust yourself down and calm down in some shape or form from the adrenaline that is probably pumping through your body at the moment, and then we will prepare as best we can for the next challenge, which will be the biggest of the year.